Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get to our headlines this hour, brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. No one's getting fired this week. It's a nice feeling.
No, Streets got a body. It was just in college.
Oh, man. Brian Kelly.
And I'm going to be fair. I don't know what kind of coach Brian Kelly is. He started with Oregon, did a tremendous job with them. And that's just kind of gone from there. Everybody has kind of, we want that here.
He coached Oregon?
And that's where he started?
No, I think he was Cincinnati, dude.
Who started at
You're thinking of Chip. You're thinking of Chip Kelly.
Yeah,
I understand. They both kind of got that look.
Where was Brian Kelly before?
He was with Cincinnati, and then he went to Notre
Cincinnati.
Dame.
Okay, there. Let me.
So he was Central Michigan.
So he went to Notre Dame, and then thought he was one upping it by going to LSU and getting all that money.
My family.
It is not his ability to coach that drives me crazy. It's the arrogance in which he does it, okay? Football is, and sports in general, is a very humbling thing. It is. Because the same things that get you hired or get you fired and you're one or two players away from making a wrong decision and or getting hurt and you're back to where you started. And certain coaches don't understand that, right? They just go about business in a certain way. So I'm not, I think he's an excellent coach. I just think that.
He's excellent? Excellent?
I think he's a good football coach. I think a good football coach. Just not good. Like, right.
Excellent.
Good football coach.
A little strong.
But I would say the arrogance in which he handles himself to make people think he is the foremost expert. There's a lot of excellent or good football coaches that are doing TV now because they can't get a job. Right.
He's a blowhard. Right. I don't like him.
Right. He's a phony. You don't come down to Louisiana and get a Louisiana accent all
Let
of a sudden.
Let me just say here.
I earned that accent.
My family is so happy.
Not even accurate.
Why would you even, first of all, why do you even feel like you have to fake it? You replaced the most authentic Louisiana guy of all time in Ed Orgeron. You're not going to top that. The reason they didn't want that is because Ed Orgeron was too Ed Orgeron.
Yeah.
Although they probably want him back now, right?
Go Tiger.
No.
Really? Because he acted too much of a fool?
I would just think once you move on, you move on, right? The only person that I can think of that has had two stints with the same team as Mack Brown.
Oh, yeah.
He went North Carolina to Texas, back to North Carolina, which is amazing in itself. Think about that. How many coaches? Name another coach that had two stints with the same team.
Can't, not off the top of my head.
Right.
Can't off the top of my head. I'm sure it's happened, but I can't think about it.
If you're Lane Kiffin, would you go LSU or Florida? No. You know why? Lane Kiffin is in the greatest job ever because he's going to get the same amount of money.
No expectations.
And he has Ole Miss in a place they have never been, and they are happy with that. Plus, Lane Kiffin been coaching for 25 years, and he's just turned 50.
Lane Kiffin's going to end up with, like, an NFL job. And I think that's what he's going to end up doing.
You think?
Someone's gonna pop on the lane train.
I think he's calmed down a little bit to where he's no. Why'd you give me a look?
He just like what was the team they just lost?
Wait,
to
he
Brittany?
Just started dancing.
He posted a picture of himself shirtless with two honeys before he just got his ass kicked. Like no, he hasn't calmed down. Lane Kiffin, he's too horny.
What he's no.
Okay, dude. He like went to like a cryotherapy lab or like hot yoga, and he's like shirtless as hell. And
maybe he was taking pictures with the yoga people.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Scott Frost is back at UCF.
Okay.
Good call.
Yeah.
It's UCF though.
It is UCF. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Schmeathan says, Lane Kiffin to the Giants. Oh, yeah, get back with Jackson Dart. Boom.
That they tried that. They tried that at in Arizona. Didn't work.
With Kingsbury.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he has been in the NFL, though. Like
he's been in the NFL. Correct.
You know, that was crazy. He's got the craziest coaching journey, I think, ever.
Where is he now?
Who?
Kingsbury.
Kingsbury? Is he in Washington? I think he's Washington's OC.
It's like once you get a head coaching job, a good head coaching job, you're going to always get a head coaching job. Unless you're just so bad.
Mm-hmm.
The new guys don't always get a coaching job.
Man. Crazy.
Yeah, he's with Washington.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If Ole Miss was named Young Miss, Lane would go there.
Who tweeted that? Was that Schmee then?
No, he called.
He called. That's a point.
Point
what?
For
Twitcher. What are we doing?
Twitcher.
I don't know. He seemed to like the Boca aged moms when he was here too. I don't think he discriminates.
I was at FAU during the Lane Train era. It was an interesting time.
Do you remember the first promo video that he put out with FAU when he became the FAU head coach?
Of like, course I do.
He was like, go Owls.
No, he's like, I'm only taking this job because I'm so tired of the shenanigans with Nick Saban. Like, ridiculous. He is the only person that didn't wait to get a better job.
No,
he's every
just like,
game day, like the week leading up to game day, they would have a choo-choo train, like the little kid choo-choo trains, with his face on it. Going around, and then they would also go with that. Like it would, and they're walking to the stadium. The Lane Train would follow.
Oh, that's great. I love.
It was
college.
A fun time. I will
college,
say
college football bits or something, man.
Yeah,
it was a good time.
My son. By the way, my son was there the same time you were there, and he never wore any garb from FAU until the team went to the Final Four. Then mysteriously,
Dusty May,
FAU baby, who's at Michigan now? And
yep. Of course,
it's hard for anybody to coach Michigan without the Wagner twins.
Wagner.
The brothers.
Oh, man. Somebody says on this, they say that Bam can finally play their role in this offense.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, when he had that dunk yesterday, I was something. The thing that I was honestly most impressed with Bam, though, yesterday was his couple of stints on Jalen Brunson. He was the only guy Jalen Brunson didn't want to go at. And mm-hmm. It's so incredible that at that size, his feet are that quick. Like, he's such a defensive demon, and I marvel in that. Like, he's still doing the thing where he can't, like, hit easy shots. Like, I'm like, what the hell? It's either it's a threes or dunks, and he's getting to the free throw line a ton. Mm-hmm. But I think that'll all normalize out. But he's having fun. Like, you could just tell. Bam has a pep in his step right now. Yeah. He is having a grand old time with this offense.
I think a lot of it has to do with, everybody has a definitive role, and nobody has to like try to figure out what is needed. Just be the best version of you. And I think that because you're running so much, you're not like they used to kill Bam on the defensive end, running him around, and then everybody wondered when he got on the other end why he had no legs,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, now it's a little bit different because the overall team defense is better. You're not asking Bam to guard 1 through 5, and so now he has a little bit more on the other end.
This was Norman Powell after yesterday's game. This is why he's been so comfortable. 29 points for Norm Powell yesterday, and this is why he has been so comfortable with the Heat.
I feel like I've been comfortable since day one. I'm very low maintenance, you know, super low maintenance. You know, I work really hard on my game, and I feel like, honestly, what makes the transition so easy with any of my trades to new teams and things like that is just I've been in every single role, you know. So being prepared and knowing, and I'm a student of the game. You know, I watch, I study, I watch opposing teams. I watch this team a lot. when I wasn't even on the team, you know, I love the game of basketball. So being a student of the game and just picking my spots, you know, like I said, I work really hard. And so the game becomes easy when you're anticipating, you know, what the opposing team is going to do and how they're going to guard you and where your spots are going to be.
He is a delight. I very much enjoyed watching him in action yesterday. And him and Brunson going.
It's okay if you put an E on the end.
Well, what's wrong? What are we talking about?
Read it.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Them's the rules.
Because they added them. Oh, my goodness. All right.
Shams is putting out some stuff.
What do we got? Who got fired?
Nobody's fired. Shams has tweeted out, the NBA informed its 30 teams that the league has begun a process of reviewing policies regarding injury reporting, training and education of all personnel, and enhancing internal and external monitoring programs to identify betting activity of a concern, per memo obtained by ESPN.
So,
hold on. NBA memo to its teams, quote, while the unusual betting on Terry Rozier's unders in March of 2023 was detected in real time because bets were placed legally, we believe there is more that can be done from a legal regulatory perspective to protect the integrity of the NBA and affiliate and our affiliate leagues. In particular, prop bets on individual player performances involved heightened integrity concerns and require additional scrutiny. Okay, let me just tell you something right now. NBA, because I heard this Adam Silver, okay, this past week on the Amazon broadcast. And let me be clear and let me be heard here, Adam. One, the damage is done, my friend, okay? They did catch it in the initial betting activity.
And
you know what? You want to know what you guys did? You lifted up the rug, you took out your broom, and you swept it under there, dude. Never the thought that you'd be hearing from it again because it was a Terry Rozier Hornets game and they were tanking for Wembanyama. But let me tell you something right now, you hack, you fraud. Don't tell me you're now adding security measures when the security measures found it out when it happened, okay? Here's what you want to do for your policies and update your policies for it. What you're going to do is you're going to make it right. That's what you're going to do, Adam Silver. You're going to walk down to 601 Biscayne Boulevard. You're going to go to Pat Riley on your hands and knees. You're going to apologize for keeping this all a secret from the Miami Heat. And you're going to A, either give the Miami Heat their pick back from the Hornets, or B, going to give them a compensatory first round pick for either year. That's what you're going to do
or
to update your policies. Don't tell me about the integrity of the game. The integrity of the game was already monitored, and you guys ignored it blatantly and purposefully. So please, take your new policies, kiss my ass, throw them in the garbage, because I don't want to hear about them anymore. Okay? You know what you did. You know what you did. Mitch Kupchak, you know what you did. New Hornets GM, your name is Safety. You know what you did, and you rubbed our nose in it, too, making Terry Rozier's return gambling night. You know what you did. You know what you did. I'm tired of the dancing around this, okay? Give me back my pick. That's it.
That's what I want. Make it right.
How about the money?
The money would be nice. The money would be nice, but I kind of know the damage is done there.
No, but if you say, okay, the salary, you can void the salary.
There's a lot of people right now, okay? Well put by Cody. There's a lot of people out right now. You know what they're doing right now? Answering for their crimes, except for one person. One league. Well, maybe two parties in this case. All right? NBA, Adam Silver, Hornets, answer for your crimes! You kept this in the shadows! And I want it fixed, and I want it fixed now!
This ain't gonna happen.
What?
This is not gonna happen.
No, I'm good. What do you got to say, buddy? I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying. Do you think that ain't gonna happen? Listen. One of the points that I can't get over is, in order to say, if you come out publicly and say, we need to get better policies for this, right? You're saying your policies weren't good beforehand. And I would say, here is the bigger issue. If you have rules in place to help gamblers, that's kind of your fault. You know, you don't have to talk about injuries for any other reason other than betting purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you didn't have these injury reports and you finding teams substantial amounts of money for how they treat injuries, you wouldn't have this problem.
Yeah, stop telling me about, oh, we need to update this. We need to
no.
update that. It was fine. They told you something was amiss here, and you guys were like, what's the harm, baby? Who's going to find out? Who's going to find out? And that's what you've been doing with all of your controversy. By the way, you did the same thing with Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers. You're like, what is this tree company you guys speak of? I don't know, the one you approved for millions of dollars? Oh, but that just, I never heard of it. You have this, what are you, the commissioner of amnesia, Adam Silver? All of a sudden you forget? What, did you get hypnotized? Did you go on an ayahuasca retreat? Do tell! Have you magically forgotten all these controversies over the last few years? So what you're going to do, you're going to go to 601 Biscayne Boulevard, and you're going to make it right. Fix it! Fix it! That's what you're going to do! You're not going to update policies. We're not going to tiptoe around this with fake little updates. What you're going to do is you're going to go to the Miami Heat, and you're going to fix it! That's what you're going to do. And I will not rest until it's fixed. I don't know what that means. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not calling anybody. I'm just going to do yelling on the radio, but I won't rest.
Now, what if your phone's cracked?
Otterbox, dude. I'm good.
I had Otterbox, too. Look. Crack.
You sure you didn't have a fodder box?
Was that Timu?
Yeah. Go ahead, Shmi, then say Tobin is a fatter box. I know.
I don't think it could have been that good. That's where Smeathan has us. Smeathan has us to the point where we are trashing ourselves so he doesn't get us first. His work is done.
Yeah, he's done.
His work our own is head. Done.
Take a break. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I would love to put a muzzle on.
It's pretty amazing that we could sing in harmony the wrong words together.
I wouldn't even call that singing. That was just humming.
Has anybody ever seen the TikTok with the guy singing a rap song and the wife stops the song and say, What are you singing? He goes, hippopotamus. He's singing Bone Thugs and Harmony. He said, hippopotamus. And then, like, I watched this 1,000 times. Like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Let's get to 50 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Dolphins win yesterday, 34-10. Tua with 4 tutties. Devon Achane, 91 yards and a touchdown.
One
eye.
If he had 2 eyes, he'd throw 8. But that's fan logic, right?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm here for
all
it.
In.
Jalen Waddle, 5 catches, 99 yards and a touchdown. It was good to see Jalen Waddle get going.
Yep.
Big game for him.
Yep.
And the Dolphins get themselves to a rousing 2-6. But right back at it on Thursday, what seems like is going to be Lamar Jackson's return. For the Baltimore Ravens, they win yesterday, beat the Chicago Bears 30-16, the Bears' first loss in a while. Just a lot of ass kicking yesterday.
Right.
Chargers won 37-10 over the Vikings. The Jets, they had one of the rare close games. They came back to beat the Bengals 39-38. Baltimore beat Chicago 30-16. Buffalo won 40-9. Philadelphia won 38-20. New England won 32-13 over the Browns. I mean, just not a lot of good. You see Cam Ward yelling at his coach to go for it early on.
Yeah. And this coach yelled, "We suck! We can't go for it."
Well, that was at a point where there was a point in the middle of the Dolphins game where like the Falcons were just like, "I guess we're going for it every time."
Oh yeah. Like it was crazy, right?
Yeah. They were like, "Oh, we hit this point."
Same thing with Stanford.
Yep.
Like, y'all must want them to cover.
Yep. Just like, might as well.
And by the way, while we sitting here talking about everything that goes on in sports and fans talking about teams rubbing it in or teams doing all this, let's explain something here, okay? When it's the end of a game, and your team continues to run the football instead of taking a knee, and you guys don't have a problem with that because you need the cover, stop. Stop telling me what's embarrassing in sports. I know why they do it. They do it because you have a lot of young guys, and with the transfer portal, you got to get guys playing time as much as possible. And so at the end of these games, when your starters are out and it's a blowout, you got to play your young guys to get them some run. So I understand it. But for fans, don't pick and choose when it's embarrassing or not. Don't pick and choose when your team got it run up on you. Everybody's doing it. So college football is a little bit different.
I'm trying to think last time. Have I ever been upset about that? A team running it up? I don't think that's ever been. Anything.
Not when you're trying to cover? How many people? Wait. How many Canes fans on the edge of the seat going, "Go, number 21 guy, I don't know. Go." Right? Because they scored a cover.
Yep.
Simple as that. Stop. And then the coach has to explain. Well, their job is to stop us. And it sounds arrogant and it sounds, but the actuality is he's trying to get his young guys some playing time. One, because if you don't play, guys leave.
You want to keep your boosters happy too, Beth the Canes.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you want to keep them happy. They bet the Canes, they bet them to cover. You want to keep them covered.
Oh my God, you're.
What?
You think the big boosters are gambling away their money?
I think everybody gambles.
Oh my goodness.
You don't think they do?
I don't think everybody gambles.
What about, ask your friend. Isn't he a booster?
He does not. Not even a little bit.
Welcher on the golf course?
Huh?
Welcher on the golf course?
He doesn't even like.
Just love the game, huh?
Just.
Love of the game guy?
No. Nah, just likes talking trash. I get him to talk a little trash. He's not. That's not his thing, though. He don't even talk trash for Ohio State, Michigan.
Wow.
That's not his thing.
Fuddy duddy.
So I call him after the game, congratulations, or let me get mine, and that's it. Now, KB, we talking trash. We talking trash. Robert, we talking trash.
Crazy, man. The Canes did win. Malachi Toney had a lot of all-purpose yards. He almost took a couple punts back to the house.
Dude, he's close.
He's close.
He had, like, and you know what's crazy?
Hmm?
Every time he touches the ball, do you not say he was close? Let's put it in perspective. This kid is 18 years old. Just turned 18. Like
Monster. He's my favorite part of every game. Whatever he's gonna do when he gets the ball in his hands.
Yes.
That's just it's must watch. That's right. There's nothing he could like. I'm like, and he plays tough. He's like running people over. He'll block for his. He's not a big guy.
Right.
He's a dog, dude. Mm-hmm. Love it. So much fun.
He blocks. He returns. He does everything.
Just runs away from everybody because he's so fast. They're like, oh, no. Left him open again.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Hmm? Here we go.
What?
Tembo slice. Back-to-back years, Kane's wasting the clear Heisman candidate.
Tembo, if I may. Those Heisman candidates have not played a lick of defense last time I checked.
As you were.
What do you mean?
They don't play defense. Last year it was the defense that destroyed them. And this year, the Heisman candidate himself. So what are you talking about?
I think we were sitting here. We were like, oh, at one point Carson Beck was the betting favorite. Then we were all like, hey, Reuben Bain, he might be the Heisman favorite.
And it all went away in a week.
And then I was like, I kind of think Malachi Toney might be the best Heisman candidate.
Malachi Toney has been more impactful as consistently,
mm-hmm.
week to week, than any of those other two guys.
Agreed.
So,
but I think it's interesting how we got to that journey. I'm like, we went here. And
that's
it's like
when you jump, make
it's always a quarterback, and then you're like, man, Reuben Bain, he might be there was number one pick buzz,
right,
against Reuben for Reuben Bain, and then like people were like, hey, you know, I think people were saying that they would vote for Heisman, and I'm like,
here's the problem for
when
Reuben
I was watching,
Mesidor was out,
mm-hmm.
so that means now they can double Reuben Bain.
No, I get it, but I'm just saying like I don't know, like as great as Reuben Bain is. I think Malachi Toney might be the best player on the team at this age. I don't even know if it's debatable. And I think if they were to have a Heisman candidate, if this does keep up the rest of the year, because everyone's already saying he's the best freshman receiver in the league,
right?
You know,
right.
So if the Canes do keep this up, like maybe he does get that kind of that buzz around him. Like he's so good.
I wish real life fishing was this easy, Tembo slice, and then. I don't know what SoFlo Mike was thinking. Leroy was ready to run crystal ball out of town on Saturday night faster than Brian Kelly if the Canes lost to trash Stanford. Mm-hmm. That's not true. I'm the guy that says patience. You don't just fire guys.
Only if they fail in 4th-and-1. That's when he wants people out.
I hate 4th-and-1, dude, I'm telling you. Think about all the times that teams have tried to do 4th-and-1. And it goes sideways, right? And how impactful that was during the course of a game. So, like, okay.
That almost happened to Miami on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Just do you know how fired up a defense gets when you don't get 4th-and-1?
Just kick the field goal.
No.
What? not.
Can't cover if you kick the field goal.
I'm trying to win a game, not cover anything.
I know that. I'm just speaking. I'm speaking up for all the clowns out here that say that.
Take a break here on the show. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody.
Funny how we don't need no damn time manager that you winning and you ranked in the top 10.
See, you know, you would just, I was just having a take during the break.
I know.
And now all of a sudden you want to, you know, I got you all tizzy.
I wasn't off. I was laughing to my bearded white guy trying to sing Bone Thugs of Harmony. It is literally the funniest thing that I have seen.
Shout out to the Pinks, by the way.
The Pinks?
The Pinks!
Oh, man, Messi.
They beat, that's our analysis. Messi, right?
Messi.
He's good.
I can name some other guys. Busquets.
Yeah.
Jordi Alba.
Uh-huh. Keep going.
That's it.
Okay.
Can you. Can you name more?
Suarez,
yeah.
No, I don't have a, I don't, you don't have to, no, you don't, I wasn't cheating.
Okay.
And then they got that Ben fella, the kid, the local kid.
Love him.
He's great. The Pinks!
Hello,
Jennifer. You know, and it really shows to, you know, who the real soccer goat is. You know, they talk about this Mbappe, right? Like, he's some great shakes. You know, they're playing in this thing called El Clasico yesterday. It's like, what's classic about it? Why? Because it's two good Spanish teams going at it? I don't think so, dude. You want a really Clasico. You talk about Inter Miami versus Nashville. That's a revenge series. You know what I'm saying? That's a Clasico. Or as we like to call here.
You're that guy.
The classics.
You're that guy.
Hmm?
You're that guy.
What do you mean?
That try to just poo-poo on all.
No. Like, Mbappe, he's good. He's good. But, I mean, it's a little bit early on the GOAT talk, you know? I mean, can he get to Pelé even before we talk about him being in Messi stratosphere? I don't know.
You know, Pelé did the same thing Messi's doing.
Not like this, dude. Not like this. He was a bit of a fat cat.
They thought the same thing was going to happen when he signed with New York.
Mm-hmm.
Pelé signed with New York.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
I understand.
Okay. I remember, I was a kid.
Yeah. But, I mean, not like Messi, though, dude. Come on.
No, soccer's bigger now.
Is it?
Here. Than it was then.
Right. But the real classic matchup, I mean, is Nashville.
I don't take away nobody.
Like, I'm going to Nashville.
I don't take away nobody's nickname for their big rivals.
What do you mean?
I just don't.
Why?
Because you're not aware of that rivalry.
I am aware.
Like they are.
I am aware.
What two teams playing it?
Real Madrid and Barcelona.
Okay.
Yep. You didn't know that.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
You tried to box me in.
Wait. Here we go.
Who's that?
You know who it is. You know who it is. Wait. That's what you answer me with? He just talked about Clasico, and you come at me with Luis Suarez, bro.
Who is that?
Who else?
Frog Boy?
Solana.
Oh.
Wait. Stop it.
Right. I said Suarez, though.
He said Suarez.
And by the way, I'm complimenting the Pinks. I'm just saying that what they did was bigger than El Clasico.
I figured he'd have a bigger problem with you just degrading one of the big time matchups in.
Not degrading it. Not degrading it. It's almost.
By saying it's not that classical.
What? I mean, they have their classico. We have our classico.
What is our classico?
Inter Miami versus Nashville. Best of three. We're up 1-0.
Oh, my goodness. But RVA Richie, we know. Why did you respond? You don't respond to him when he does this.
What do you mean respond? You know what it's.
You know, RVA Richie, that's, you know what that's called? Rent-free, brother.
No, I'm just saying.
Every now and then you get stuck. You get caught up.
What's the problem, though?
Huh?
What am I saying that's wrong?
In a world scheme, that is.
In a world, where, Spain?
No, all over. If you name that is synonymous with.
It's anonymous?
Synonymous.
You didn't say that.
I said synonymous.
Oh, dude, you did it.
I said synonymous.
There was no S there.
I did.
Okay, all right.
I said,
Brittany,
it's anonymous.
Brittany, did he say anonymous or synonymous?
He said anonymous, but I can clarify more on the break. Hmm. I'll get it. But
J-Fig?
It sounded like you said anonymous.
J-Fig, what did he say?
I heard the S.
Mm, okay. Mm. Well, you're helping your little hobnob buddy there. I see how it's going.
You know what? No, now that you bring that
minus
up,
one
I'm kind of offended that
for butchering English.
He's been late. You haven't given him a minus one. It's only when I'm there.
He hasn't been late.
He has been.
How late?
Late.
Like when I'm done with my read? Not like you when you're scampering in here.
Okay, now you want to go at semantics? It's okay. Don't worry.
You go on
I'm
there like.
Did you say semantics or antics?
I said semantics.
You're like a receiver that thought that forgot they were in the package.
You know what? Sometimes
we
I
have
do
to call,
forget I'm in the package.
We have to call timeout to make sure we got the right personnel on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Minus one.
11
for
personnel.
Tardiness.
What are you doing?
Yeah, she told me to hit you. She's the boss. What do you want me to do?
You just don't randomly hit it because she said.
Now I'm giving you a minus one.
Why?
Minus one for sass.
Because she's like, I'm the boss. That's sass.
Wow.
Minus one
I think
for sass.
The problem here is under no circumstances should you have the buttons.
Why?
Because cut the snake off at the head. We get rid of the buttons, and that eliminates half of our problems.
I think
Tobin says minus one for being Tobin.
I have been. I think I've been very judicious with the button power.
No, you haven't.
I have not been like Thanos.
No,
I have shown great discretion on when to use the buttons.
Thanos.
Okay. And all I'm just trying to say, because you guys, you know, want to talk some beautiful game, is that Pink's versus Nashville is a bigger deal than the El Clasico.
Mm.
You know what it is? It's all these young kids today trying to put Mbappe up over Lionel Messi.
Mm-hmm.
I see what it is. It's this new generation today, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This Gen Alpha lover of Mbappe. What?
Minus one for spitting on the microphone.
I didn't spit on the microphone.
You were doing that, and yes, you did. I saw it.
Now you got x-ray vision. Why don't you let Tua borrow that eye so he could have two eyes?
Doesn't need him.
Maybe not. He might not need
him. He doesn't need him.
Just
I don't want to have two eyes.
I don't know why one eye made him throw it harder. Was it because it was indoors? I know it was windy in Cleveland.
I don't know. Maybe he was angry.
Angry to her?
Dade South says, I hope the Heat don't play like El Asico when Tyler Hero comes back.
Point for Twitcher.
Are people really ruining Tyler Hero? Tyler Hero's not going to ruin this. I think he's going to help.
And here's what.
A lot of the chat has been said.
Tell you what I hate? This is what I hate. So. Guys come back that haven't been important to the team, and I'm not going to even dispute that, right? Tyler has been the predominant scorer on this team without Jimmy, okay? But when he comes back and it messes up the stuff that you have and the run you're going trying to include him, right? That's kind of what everybody's talking about.
Why can't we just enjoy kicking the Knicks' ass?
Wait.
Who's here?
Wait. Now you just want to enjoy.
I just want to enjoy. Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to bask in a win. Who cares?
Okay. Because you're the one that already. Wait. If I'm not mistaken, in every sport, you go, that's a win, that's a loss.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because that's literally not doing what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. That has nothing to do with nothing. That's a preview of the season.
Okay. And Heat in five.
And?
What does that have to do with? Why you can't just confident enjoy each win?
Confident in my basketball team.
Huh?
I'm confident in my basketball.
But that's not what you just said.
Everybody was
what you just started talking about just now is not confidence in your brain. That's like, oh, we're going to kick everybody's butt.
Mm-hmm. You're not worried at all?
What would I be worried about?
You don't think when Tyler comes back, it's not going to be a couple of little...
I don't want to worry about it right now.
I didn't ask you that.
I don't
want
to worry about it right now.
Oh, now you're pointless. Now you just want to enjoy it right now.
I just want to enjoy
it. Now you want to enjoy it right now.
Why do I have to talk about
this? Because I have said this to you for the 8 years that I've known you.
What?
Just enjoy the victory.
Why can I not enjoy the team?
Are you serious right now?
It's because he's worried, Leroy.
No! Is he serious right now?
It's because he's worried.
I think
you're
focused on the wrong things. We just got to take this. See, you guys want to talk about big picture, and I've always been a task at hand guy.
Can I just tell you?
Don't laugh like that.
You know why she's laughing like that? Because she's thinking inside. Damn liar.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It is. We're all looking at you like you have never said enjoy.
Why do we have to talk about whether Tyler Hero's going to ruin something? Maybe he'll make it better. Maybe he won't. I don't know. Right now, let me just enjoy Jaime Jaquez and Simone Fontecchio.
Which a week ago, you were hoping that would happen.
Did you?
And a month ago, you didn't think, we didn't even know if they both were going to be on the team.
I didn't. And you know what's great? Surprises. Who doesn't like surprises?
I'm going to surprise you in about 2 seconds.
Did I tell you Jax likes my idea for Simone during the game?
Are you talking about the canoe or whatever?
The gondola? No, I didn't drop the gondola on him. No, I have another one.
What was the idea?
What's the other one?
He's laughing.
Did you hear Brittany? You remember what I said?
That was your idea?
No. Jax is doing a thing where he's saying different types of pasta every time he hits a three. And then Jax asks us, do we like the idea? And I said, he goes, Tobin, I know you like it. I'm like, yeah, I do. I do like it. I said, but Jax, what about this? What about this? He hits a three. Mama three.
Go to break. No.
Absolutely not.
Nope. You sneakily like it. Mama three.
I'm on the fence.
How is that offensive? How is that offensive?
I feel like that's offensive.
Who said it was offensive? I said I was on the fence.
No, Jax liked it. He liked it, dude.
No, I have to cut a highlight.
Jax
now.
Like, can I use that
on Tuesday?
I'm like, that's yours if you want it, dude. Where did he go?
I don't even need
He's
to hear.
Right there.
I don't want to hear you right now. I don't care. I don't want to.
You
hear.
You don't want to hear him. Why are you in that room?
Because you have big lips. I can read your lips.
Oh no.
No good.
We should be on break. When I said let's go to break, let's go to break. Well, I cannot believe
he's the boss now.
Like that's terrible.
Why I shouldn't say that on a Heat broadcast?
The thing is, I'm on the fence about it because I know Jax would definitely say that.
Jax likes it. Jax likes it.
Of course, Jax likes it.
Jax likes
it because he says
a lot of things.
You know what Jax says? Oh, if I put mine out here, they ain't that bad, so I'm good.
He literally said after Simone hit a three yesterday, farfelle. Like, what are we doing?
I like it. Dude, we're having fun.
What if he doesn't?
Does Simone like it?
What if he doesn't like pasta
that.
Like that?
Who, Simone?
You're making assumptions.
I didn't say anything about pasta.
Yeah, he didn't. He said, Mama, what did you say?
I'm sorry. Do me a favor. Turn your microphone off so Leroy can hear me. What I said, Leroy, and then turn it right back on so I can get his reaction. So what I said, Leroy, I didn't say a pasta, and I don't think you caught this. I said, Simone Fontecchio for three. Mama three.
Do you think if you run it back, it's going to have the same... The next time you do that, I'm going home.
Walk
I'm getting
out of that
my
door
car,
now.
And I'm driving home. I'm not going to be a part of this silliness. What are you doing? You already ran me out of the studio. You literally want me out of the building. Just tell me to go home.
I don't want you to leave.
Just tell me to go home.
I don't want you to leave.
Just tell me to go home. Like if you don't want me here. Jeez.
Back after this.
That's almost it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.